everyone, it's Allie Jade, and welcome to the 7th episode of the podcast, Allie Jade is Awkward. Today I'm getting awkward with a very, very special guest.
Ella Noel.
That was so awkward.
Guys, this is my first time meeting her. I've been talking with you for so long.
But we've never met.
Jinx. Anyways, okay, so introduce yourself. Tell us, like, what you do.
All right, well, my name's Ella Noel. I'm an actress and a model. I got into it, like, a little over two years ago. And I recently moved to LA, and now I'm here.
Fun.
With you.
Okay, so what motivates you to, like, work hard?
Ooh, well, I feel like my family, because they're always, like, the ones that are, like, supporting me and there for me. So I feel like them being there for me and their sacrifices, like, motivate me to, like, excel.
I love that. Same for me, honestly. Okay, so what's your favorite, like, all-time movie/show?
Movie, anything with Kevin Hart.
He's so good.
Like, the Jumanji so ride-alongs.
I haven't seen Jumanji.
The first one. Don't watch the second one. It's looking no good. The first one.
That's the first one. I'll have to check it out.
Yes.
Okay. What was your favorite child game as a kid?
Like, board game?
Like, either board game or, like, mobile game. Mine was Subway Surfers.
Oh, that was a good one.
And Temple Run. Oh, my God.
Oh, those were very good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually remember a board game we used to have where, like, we had to go around the house and hide a monkey. And then we had to go find it.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It was, like, the sock monkey, and you had to hide it around the house.
I used to scream every time I saw one. No. I would go down the kid aisle in Walmart or something, or Target, and I would see, like, the monkey, and I would literally freak out.
No, that was such an iconic game, though. But you know what game was the worst? Remember Flappy Bird? That was so hard. I never got past one.
Oh, where you, like, tap the screen or something?
Yeah, I never got past one. It was so depressing.
I was really good at that game, surprisingly.
Oh.
Anyways, okay, what's your dream car? Like, if you could have any car right now.
Actually, it's a smart car. Like, those little, or like a bug. Like, those little itty-bitty cars. That's all I want in life. It's a little bug car. Like, forget the Lambos. I just want a little bug car, like, seriously.
They're so cute and just tiny and boxy. Like, you're talking about the box one that look like...
Small. Compact. Compact.
Yeah. I would want, like, a G-Wagon with, like, blue velvet, like, sleeves.
We're talking bougie. I like Range Rovers a lot.
I know.
Like, a blacked out one.
Yes, all black.
Those. Oh,
yes.
But I want a bug, to sum that up.
You want a bug?
Take notes.
Oh my God, okay. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have if you could choose?
Oh my gosh. I don't want to be basic and be like, I want to fly. Like, I feel like I should come up with a good one.
It's basic because I've always wanted to fly. Either that or be invisible so I can just, like, do whatever, whenever.
Honestly, like, I feel like a good one would be, like, it's basic but with a twist. Like, reading minds, but, like, only the bad thing, just so I can know. Do you know what I mean?
That's my dog, guys.
So if, like, I, like, met someone, they automatically had something bad to say about me, then it's like, thank you, next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see you.
Impressions.
That's good. That's a good one. No one said that one yet. Okay. Perfect. Now, this is a section where we go into the most awkward, like, situations. It's Allie Jiggins Awkward,
of course. Oh, my gosh.
So.
Okay.
What is your most awkward situation?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy because, like, I'm trying to think of, like, one, but to me, I'm, like... I, like, right whenever they happen, I, like, erase them from my mind. I'm, like, I'm never thinking about that again, though. It's, like, so sad.
Yeah, I'm always, like, forgetting, like I said in the last episode, I'm always forgetting people's names.
Right.
And, like, yeah.
I feel like my most awkward situations are, like, whenever, like, you're talking to someone, and you, like, say something funny, and then they just don't laugh. They're, like, what'd you say?
Oh,
and I was,
God.
Like, that's never funny. Mind. That was supposed to be, like, really funny, and it just wasn't.
There was this one time, it was, like, my dad's friend. He was saying something, and I thought he was trying to be funny or, like, sarcastic or something. And I literally laughed, and turns out it was something super serious. And I felt so bad for the rest of the day. Oh, my goodness. That was so awkward.
I feel like I've probably been in this situation before. Where it was, like, serious, and I was like, oh, I thought we were joking. Like, oh, no.
It's the worst, because you just feel so guilty.
No, I know.
It's the worst. Okay.
Anyway.
Do you have a crush on anyone right now? Whether it's, like, a celebrity or anyone.
My celebrity crush is Shawn Mendes.
Okay.
Of course.
I used to have a huge crush on him. I don't anymore.
I don't like the long hair. Yeah. That needs to go.
It needs to go.
The fro needs to go, okay? But I am not really. I'm a hamster, of course, Callie. You need to get that together. No, I mean, besides celebrities, no.
Okay. Yeah, Shawn Mendes, that's acceptable. Okay.
It's acceptable. It's approved. Approved, guys.
It's approved. Okay, so what's something that makes you, like, super, super angry?
Hypocritical people. Like, have you ever, like, met someone who's like, don't do this? Like, they get all angry, and then they do it to you, and I'm like, excuse me? What was that?
I know. That's the worst. That's honestly really annoying.
Hypocritical people.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't be that, please.
Don't be that. Okay.
Don't be that, guys.
Don't be that. Okay, have you ever had a crush on an animated character? Andy Starr in the last episode, she had a crush on Beast Boy from Teen Titans Go.
No! That's traumatizing.
And then I heard of one person, they had a crush on SpongeBob.
Ooh, SpongeBob is not my lane. Growing up, me and my brother would watch SpongeBob. No. We would watch SpongeBob. Growing up, my mom would come into the room. She'd be like, turn that off.
Turn that off.
It's annoying. We're done with that.
I had so many friends that said that they weren't allowed to watch SpongeBob.
Well, it is annoying looking back.
Yeah, honestly.
Don't also be that. Don't be SpongeBob. No, but I don't know if I've had, like, a crush on an animated character.
Like, as a little kid, like, any of your, like, childhood shows...
Caillou! Caillou!
Really? Oh my god!
I don't know if I had a crush on Caillou. I don't know if I was in love with Caillou, but he definitely was.
I worshipped him. I remember Caillou.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Caillou. Yeah. Have you seen the TikTok memes about Caillou, though?
I have. Caillou.
I didn't even saw. I don't even know how it goes, actually.
I don't even know.
Oh god.
Okay. Okay, so I'm about to say, like, a dad joke, technically. It's gonna be really lame, but also really, really funny. Okay.
Alright, let's do it.
How do you make a milkshake? Come on, think about it. It's so obvious.
How do I make a milkshake?
How do you make a milkshake?
With milk? I don't know, is there a logical answer to this?
Okay, you ready?
Oh gosh.
You scare it.
You scare the milk to make it shake.
I'm sorry. I told you it was lame. It's a dad joke. I wonder if anyone actually guessed that.
I mean, like, I get it now, but I was thinking more logical. Maybe not scare the milk. I wasn't feeling the Halloween vibes.
Oh my god. Okay, what's your biggest fear?
Sharks.
Oh, that's a good one.
They're so scary. Like, I'll never go in the ocean past my knees.
I don't like the ocean at all.
No, once me and my brother were in the ocean and we saw, like, a dolphin fin, and then we freaked out. We didn't know it was a dolphin. We were like, oh my gosh, like, this is it. Like we were, like, ready to go, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, we started running, and then we learned it was a dolphin, but...
Oh my god.
It was a special experience.
Oh my god. Are you afraid, like, of heights or anything?
I like heights.
Same. I want to go skydiving, like, so bad.
Don't you have
bad.
To be 18?
Yes, you do. And it sucks. Mm-hmm. What about the one where you go in, like, the tube thingy?
Oh, you mean slide? Like,
no.
Oh. It's slide. There's slides where, like, you're, like, standing there, and then it opens, and you just go down. I've done one of those before.
Those are scary. I will never do those because I feel like I'm, like, trapped, and I'm very claustrophobic.
Oh,
are
you?
Oh, my god, and with water. Could you imagine? That's horrible.
No, it was fun.
That was fun.
It was scary, but it was, like, I did it once. I would never do it again. Actually, I might have done it twice.
But did you not, like, feel like you were drowning in a tube?
I was drowning in a tube. Girl, I was worried about the water, not the tube.
No, because when you're, like, standing on it and it slides and you drop, right? Are you continuously in a tube or does it open up?
No, you're continuously in a tube, but it's going so fast that you don't feel it.
How do you, like, not hit your head?
So, what you're telling me is we're dropping from something, but you're worried about the tube.
Being
is
stuck.
Is what you're telling me, Allie.
Being stuck in the tube and, like, hitting your head, like, when you're going down the slide. You know what I'm talking
about? I hope that they're creating the slides a little better than that in 2021. to hit your head.
Anyways.
But yeah, like, okay, so what I'm saying is you're standing on the tube and it slides and you drop down, right? Into the water slide. Okay, so you're in the tube. How are you, like, not going? Like, you're going so fast. Well, how you do you, like, not hit your head on the inside of it?
Because I'm sure they had a few test runs.
I'm sure they've had a few test runs.
I don't even know. No, like, you drop and then it, like, you drop for a little and then it, like, curves. But yeah. You're still in a tube.
I don't like
so
that.
What's the issue? The claustrophobia or
that too, yeah.
Hitting your head?
Both.
I give up.
We're done
know.
With the inside of the tube.
Okay, so this is a section where we go into the game, and today's game is designer this or that.
Oh.
I put a little seasoning on that one.
A little topping.
A
little sprinkles.
A little sprinkles.
Okay,
so G-Wagon or Lambo? You kind of answered this one earlier.
G-Wagon, because I know someone who has one and I love riding in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Louis Vuitton or Gucci?
Gucci.
Really? Okay.
I only say that just because I like what the stores look like better. Like, they're really? So bougie. Like, the whole style
Gucci's
of it.
Gucci's really bougie, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Samsung or iPhone?
iPhone.
iPhone for sure. Guys, some of my friends have Samsungs, and they come for me for having iPhones. But, like, iPhones, you can FaceTime people.
R.I.P.
just, like,
to Samsungs. People. I know. Take a moment.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But, like, how? Like,
I don't know. I think my dad used to have a Samsung, I'm pretty sure.
They're just so different to me.
Yeah.
I just don't understand.
Not my things, personally.
Okay, hoodies or dresses? I guess it
depends.
Kind of depends, yeah.
But if you have to cough, I feel a cough coming. Oh my gosh, literally a wave of air just, like, came inside of me. Like, it's, like, in my body, I feel it. Alright.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So, hoodies or dresses?
I honestly, it depends. Like, I like alternating.
Yeah. But if you could choose right now, which one would it be?
Hoodie.
Hoodie.
Yeah.
Hoodies are so...
My gosh, there's literally an air bubble in my chest. Should I be concerned?
Okay. She's not dying.
But no, I need to take some breath work real fast. Jeez, I'm like...
Meditation 101.
Like, there's literally a tickle in my throat right now. Like, literally. Like, I think I'm on the edge of death, everyone. Like, RIP to me. Like,
I'm dying.
Sorry that. About that, guys. That was a little interference, a little halftime. Yeah. Okay, we're back.
She's back. She's
so,
not dying.
I would pick hoodies.
Hoodies. Okay. Designer bags or designer clothes?
Bags, because clothes are clothes. Like, if they're cute, like, I don't care what the
price
tag is.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, bags. I have, like, I love bags. They're the best thing ever. I feel like you can have, like, a plain outfit and add a purse.
And it
vibing.
Fixes it. Yep.
You're vibing.
I agree.
Okay. I didn't understand my handwriting.
That's me.
Okay. Snakes or spiders, if you had to choose one. Girl, I don't like
spiders. Venom. Because I feel like snakes are like they're just genuinely more... like, if they have venom, like, they could genuinely kill you. Spiders could, but, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can kind of kill one.
Like, yeah, true.
Snakes are a little, like, special.
They're special.
I lived in Arizona for a long time, and I still go back there, and snakes were not my thing there. Like, the rattlesnakes? Mm-hmm. No bueno.
No bueno.
That's
how do you
awesome.
Say that? No bueno?
No bueno?
Did I say it? No bueno?
Why are you asking me? I don't know Spanish.
Because you said it.
I was just feeling to switch it up a little bit. I don't know.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, well, that was the last question. But, okay, what's your socials so they can go and follow you?
Okay. All my social medias are LNOL8.
LNOL8.
Right? So. Yeah. No. Do you want to hear something fun? Great and fun and angry. Oh, this makes me angry. Let's go back to the angry question. This makes me angry. Is that just LNOL on Instagram is taken by an account that's been vacant for 5 years. Like, had no activity.
5 years Instagram.
Like,
5 years?
That makes me angry.
That's really
literally,
angry.
It'll be like, what hasn't been used since, like, 2015? I guess, like, six now. It's like, I'm like, oh, perfect. That's really, really great. I'm glad I just will add the 8 to my name, I guess.
That's so weird.
I know.
That's so crazy. Well, guys, go follow her. And if you're just listening, head over to my YouTube channel, Ally J Official, and watch it so you can see our lovely faces while we talk. But yeah, thank you guys so much for watching and listening. And also thanks to Ellen Noel for joining today's podcast.
You're welcome. Okay,
guys, if you're just listening, you're confused. We did a TikTok to the Ariana Grande song where you do like the...
Like, tell me what's your motive. That one.
The end, and we were like...
We were tapping our head in our chest, and we looked like we were like...
Oh my god, it was belly so dancing. Okay, guys, make sure you always stay popping. Love you all. Peace out. Bye.